Aloha.
Welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 479 of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you listening. If you would like to reach out, do so via the email address mailbag@theBallerLifestyle.com. Secondly, if you want to call us, see, we have a lot of voicemails this week. 949-464 TBLS 8257. Always fun to hear from new people there. Once more, if you would like to, you know, somebody joined the show last week. It was my daughter. And then I was saying how people were reaching out to say that she was funny and they like when she comes on the show and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, you know, sometimes people call in. She doesn't really know anything about the show. And she's like, so I'm like, sometimes people call in and, you know, talk about stuff or they leave voicemails. And she's like, yeah, we call those people dick riders, which I thought was not very nice. Not a very nice way to describe the fans of this show. But you, I don't think you guys are that. I think you guys are very funny and interesting. And I appreciate your patronage. So give us a call, 949-464-TBLS-8257. Also, you can join. Oh, you should. We're dropping a new Baller Bri, this bonus Bri. I don't even know the name of it. Bonus Bri, my solo show. New one drops this week. It's only for the Red Circle subscribers, bonus content people. So if you are subscribed there, you're going to hear a new show from me this week. And also, I've been getting a lot of pressure. I haven't been posting the stereos, the Friday night stereos, the Baller Lifestyle podcast after show. I mean, I appreciate everybody joining in. I just don't know if the people that, if other people want to hear, especially me, you know, it's Friday night. It's been a long week. I don't know if people want to hear me. And I'm kind of, so do you guys... Let me know. Do you want those posted every week? And if so, I'll do it. Here's my thing. And it's not that I don't think they're good. I don't want to clog up people's feed. If people are paying for stuff, I don't want it to just be like I'm throwing stuff at them. The bonus show is kind of like for the people that, or not the bonus show, the after show is kind of like for the people that want to tune in and talk and have a chat. So you could join, click the link in the show notes. $5 a month or $50 a year, soon to be 55. I know I said I'd change it last week, but hey, not everybody's caught up, but I will change it probably this week. So buy it for $50 before it goes up to 55. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
I don't have a lot. This weekend, I took my boys to that Jennifer Lawrence movie where she's like paid to have sex with some nerd.
Is that what it is?
It's like these the parents are like, our son's going to Princeton and he's like never been with anyone. And she's somebody who's in a bad financial way. And so they post like, hey, will somebody date our son?
She's a Craigslist whore?
Kind of like that.
Surprising.
It was my expectations were really low. But it was an R-rated like sex comedy. Yeah. I'm glad that they still exist because like there's no comedies anymore.
Sure. Quick question before you go on. Something I need to know. Were the parents' names Jose and Kitty? Because the Menendez children went to Princeton and their dad was very controlling and he would make them drive to school in a limousine. So he was also the kind of guy that would get them a street hooker.
Seats.
Yeah. Yes. Mark, yeah. They had floor seats to that Knicks game.
They got on that Mark Jackson basketball card. So it was fine. If your expectations are low, like fine. It was, you know, silly comedy.
What's it called?
Well, No Hard Feelings. Something like that.
Okay.
Okay. But here's the jarring thing.
Tell me.
We got full frontal for an extended period of time in that movie.
Oh, from Jennifer Lawrence?
And I was like, she's too big to be doing this.
Yeah, because she just wants to. This is like, this is like when she was sexting Nicholas Holt on her, not that I ever saw these things, but I heard on her iCloud hack when she was very, engaged in the sext play with, I believe, the actor Nicholas Holt, who played the one guy with the spray painted face in one of the greatest movies of last, one of the greatest movies of the last 15 years.
He was also the kid from About a Boy. He was like a
he
child.
He was?
Actor. Yeah.
Wait, which
was the guy, you know, Hugh Grant like takes this kid on. He like pretends to have a son so he can get laid, and then it becomes this movie.
I was confusing About a Boy with Boyhood, in which case the kid was a terrible actor.
That was my big news of the week, that I was surprised to see an A-lister go fully nude.
Display him.
It was not just fully nude, frontal. The whole thing. Wow. Full frontal.
Wow.
Not just the guns.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
Proud of you, Jen. Might have to go see that now. No, I mean, I won't, but no hard feelings.
Yeah, when it's on streaming.
Yeah, exactly.
Might be worth checking out.
We'll jump in then. Okay. Anything else? We've got a lot to get to now. Okay.
I got nothing
going on. Let's jump right in and talk about who died. Just tell us who is dead now.
On who's alive, nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died? Who died?
Get ready to have that earworm in your head for the next 48 hours. It's impossible not to be singing that song. Because it's so good. It is so good. Ed, who died this week?
We lost Frederick Forrest, Apocalypse star, 86 years old. He was the dude with the mustache that you didn't know on the boat. Like, it was Larry Fitzgerald.
I believe he's called Chef. Yeah.
Yes, Chef. He had the nice soup strainer.
Yeah, he was in tons of shit. He was the dad in Valley Girl.
You've seen him around.
Yeah, nice long run, 86 years.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Clark Higgins. Steelers linebacker, 46 years old, no cause of death listed. But yeah, he was a recent player.
Yeah,
years ago.
And defensive player, so no tasing that we can report. We can't pin this one on Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah, Burfict never hit him. Yeah. George Frazier, relief pitcher, 68 years old. My buddy, who's a Yankees fan, pointed out he was tagged with 3 losses in the 81 World Series to your Dodgers.
If it goes 7, there's only 4 losses you can have. I mean, George Frazier, R.I.P.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Larry Myers Jr., star of My 600-Pound Life, 49 years old. I don't know the cause of death. I'm just shocked somebody 49 would die so soon.
Could have been anything, you know? Who knows? Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe he was stabbed. Yeah. We don't know. We don't know what killed him. R.P. Paxton Whitehead, the back-to-school antagonist, 85 years old. And, you know, when we re-examined it, like, this dude was in the right.
Yeah, he was.
I don't want my college to be a mockery. And and also, Thornton Mellon's fucking my girlfriend.
That's right, Sally Kellerman.
He had every reason to be kind of pissed off in that movie.
Yeah, he definitely did. I mean, we all know the real villain of that movie is Jason Mellon, his dad is so fucking rich, and he's like, how about I just pay for everything? I'll pay people to write your papers. I'll get you a sick apartment, and we'll fucking party. And Jason Mellon's like, come on, Dad, I want to do it myself. Yeah. And also, Jason Mellon's 41.
And charisma. It would be tough to have less charisma than Jason Mellon.
Totally agree.
And finally, RIP Teresa Taylor of the Butthole Surfers, 60 years old. I always loved the name of that band. I was not a... They were like kind of like Beck, right? Weren't they like kind of...
Yeah. Yeah, they were avant-garde.
Yeah.
I believe the lead singer, Gibby Haynes, is now like an accountant to bands. Like he's band CPA. Teresa Taylor was also, she was also in the movie Slacker. And Slacker's, look, I like Richard Linklater, although we just did just talk about Boyhood, which is fucking horrendous. But he made Days of Confused. Yeah, he's made some good movies. But he's from Austin. He made this movie, Slacker, and it's, everyone's like, it's so influential.
It was an indie darling.
It was. And here's the movie, and she's in it. And here's the movie. Somebody walks up to another person and goes, hey, how's it going? And then that person walks somewhere else in Austin, and then they see another person, and then they go, hey, how's it going? And then that person walks somewhere else and sees another person and just goes, hey, how's it going? Pretty good. And then that person, and it's 2 hours.
I know. I read about that. It was after I saw Days and Confused, and they're like, oh, well, he turned the indie world on its head with Slacker. And then I watched it. I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's not even a movie.
No, it's like somebody just left their camera laying around.
Yeah, somebody just and everyone's like, once I saw Slacker, you know, I just wanted to make movies. And I'm like, yeah, because anyone can do that.
Because you're like, well, if he can do this.
Yes. You know,
I actually have a story in my head.
Yeah, exactly. There's another one that's at Heavy Metal Parking Lot, which people are like, oh, Heavy Metal Parking Lot. And it's kind of, it's like not a documentary, but kind of. It's just like, you know, real footage of people going to a Judas Priest concert. I think in Jersey, or might have been Philly, in the 80s. And they just kind of go up and talk to everybody. It's like 18 minutes long. And it's just people in the parking lot. And the people are like, you got to see Heavy Metal Parking Lot. It's great. It's so funny. No, it's just regular ass people drinking Coors Light in a fucking parking lot. It's nothing. It's not a movie. Still better than Slacker.
I don't even know that one.
Oh, yeah. Still better.
Slacker. I do know Slacker, unfortunately.
Yes. Still, we love Richard Linklater, though. Other than Boyhood.
Boyhood, which is like his actual. Didn't he win an Oscar or something for that? Like.
Yeah.
Or he got a lot of praise for that one.
He did. He really did. Because it was unlike
Slacker. It was ambitious.
Yes.
Ambitious project.
It was the opposite of Slacker. He goes, we're going to make a movie. We're going to find a kid. And then every 8 years, we're going to do a little bit more of the movie until the kid grows up. But the problem is, the kid was like a cute kid that turned into just a fucking boring, like wooden, shitty actor kid. So, you know, the ambition was there, but the final
execution was not.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's talk some sports. Wait, here we go.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
We might have to reconsider the career. Oh, Richard Linklater made that movie that we talked about recently, he just produced it though. Where Jack Black is like he's like the mortician and he murders.
Oh, Barry?
Yeah, Bernie. Yes, he murders
Bernie.
He murders Shirley MacLaine. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
He produced the remake of The Bad News Bears. Problematic.
I like Billy Bob, and like there was nothing wrong with it.
There's just no reason to do it.
The old one holds up very well.
It's perfect.
In its problematic way, it still holds up.
Yes. Yeah. What else is, hold on. What else has he directed? He's directed 33 movies. Here, let's see here. Well, he did those, the Julie Delpy, Ethan Hawke. Series, you know, Before Midnight.
I'm annoyed by them too.
Yeah,
and then Chris Rock was in one of them too.
He was. See, I didn't see any of those because they look boring.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe this is like a Flowers for Algernon, and he just made Days and Confused and everything else. Like, because
you know what? That's pretty much it.
Only great once.
Yes. I think you're right.
But he made a fantastic movie.
It's really good.
These other artsy ones, like
shitty.
They get really good reviews, and I remember watching the Julie Delpy, Ethan Hawke movie, and I don't like any of them.
No, I agree. Before Sunrise, After Sunrise.
Then the third one, I think, was Chris Rock for some reason.
Yeah, he's making a Bill Hicks biopic. Who's going to play him, though? That's one of those things you can't, there's no one that can, you know, it's.
I could go for, I don't know if there's been a good documentary about Bill Hicks, though. I could go for that, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we might have to reconsider the career of Richard Linklater, because there's a lot of bullshit here. Yeah, A Scanner Darkly, isn't that one where it's like a cartoon? Fast Food Nation, that was pretty good, but it's based on a book.
Right.
There's shit in the meat.
I gotta say, you know, like, do you know the plot of Flowers for Algernon? Like, they get this blue guy.
And he gets dumber.
They give him some sort of medication. He becomes like a genius. Yes. But then he fades.
Yes.
So I feel like it's like they took a bad filmmaker and he got whatever was needed to make Dazed and Confused. And then he's regressed to crappy movies.
It's true. Because Dazed and Confused is so good.
Like, it's perfect.
I just watched it not that long ago, and it's just still so fucking
like
good.
you can just jump into any scene. Like, how about when the nerd is like, the people will break it up after one punch. Oh, yeah. So when he gets fucking Adam rolled Goldberg. By Nikki Cat.
Yeah, and just the casting, like just the fact it's that perfect. He chose those guys. You know, it's I don't know, it's really good. Okay, what is going on in the world of sports this weekend?
Oof. There was a fight announced. Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg agreed to hold a cage fight.
So this will never happen, obviously, right?
It'll never happen.
It'll never happen. You sent me a thing where Elon Musk lists his weight at 187 pounds.
Come on. Is he 5 feet tall?
Yeah.
There's no way he's under 2 bills.
We've seen that image of him on the boat that looks like the
back of the boat. He looks like square.
Yeah, he looks like that futuristic like lump person that we're all gonna turn into someday.
Yeah. You know what he looks like? The Minecraft characters, you know how they don't have the right dimensions, they're like square.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly.
That's what he looks like.
Now and look. Mark Zuckerberg, he's no better. He's just as awful. But the thing is, he's actually trained some in jujitsu. We know he got choked out recently.
We did a story that didn't go so well in his big
but
fight.
This is, unless Elon is going to turn his plugs sentient and sick them on Mark Zuckerberg, he's going to lose.
He's like a piece of veal. Like he grew up with rich parents in South Africa. Like he's like veal.
Yeah, and women have sex with him. He fucked Amber Heard.
That's insane.
I know. Like what? How? How? He's
right. She's an awful person.
Yes. Yes.
But she's hot. He's, like that's unacceptable for him to ever have a hot woman.
Elon's disgusting looking, and he has a horrible personality, and he's the worst thing you can be, and that's somebody that thinks they're funny.
That's the thing that insults me the most.
Yes. He thinks he's been allowed, because he's rich, he's been allowed to believe that he's funny, and that's the worst thing about him. Of all the horrible things about him, that's the worst one.
Yeah, when I was on Wall Street,
that's right.
I could deal with people being complete assholes in every way, but when the super rich guys, some of them would think they're funny.
Yeah.
That's where I drew the line. Oh, like that's where I couldn't stand being around people who thought they were like the straw that stirs the drink. And it's like, you're just rich.
Yes, I agree.
A pretty wild story went viral this week. Stephen F. Austin University's assistant bowling coach resigned before he got fired for having an affair with a student athlete.
Wow.
His wife is the head coach.
So, His
quote was, "I knew it was kind of a no-no, but there's not a rule saying it can't happen."
That's right.
And then the Lufkin Daily News nailed the headline, "Spare Relationship Causes Awkward Split." Well, bowling humor.
There's a lot to unpack here.
That's a Costanza-type quote.
Yeah, it is.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, I didn't know I couldn't do that. He's how, first of all, how does any university have the budget to not only A, have a bowling team, two, pay a coach of a bowling team, three, pay an assistant coach of a bowling team? The bowling team has a staff of coaches? That's their job? Get the fuck out of here. Yes. Now I need to. I want to see what these people look like. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, do we get pictures?
I don't know. Hold on. Stephen F. Austin. Well, there's got to be.
And this like a team photo.
Right. Stephen F. Austin.
Team.
Bowling team. And this is the girls' team, right? Women's bowling team. Oh, Ross. Here's the roster.
Page.
The Stephen F. Austin Jacks. Is that real? That's like Rain City Jacks. Oh, people get really upset when you talk about Rain City Jacks.
I think they're Lumberjacks. Is that?
Holy shit.
I'm looking at the team picture.
Okay. I'm looking at the roster. And just the first two players on the team, junior Crystal something, sophomore
Fire.
Bristol something. There's a Crystal and a Bristol.
There's a Crystal and Bristol.
Crystal George and Bristol Byer. Carlene Byer, sisters.
Crystal George does not look like a sexual being.
No.
I'm not trying to judge, but no. I just did.
There's no.
She just doesn't seem like she'd be into the assistant coach.
No, there's no full body shots here, so it's kind of hard to tell. Oh, Kathleen Heady.
Yeah. Huh? I just spied that one.
Yeah.
Oh, coaching staff.
Okay.
Well, I see Amber Lemke, the coach.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the assistant because it's the husband, so they didn't even pay him. They just let him hang around the lanes.
That turned into a problem, right? You can't.
Like he just like, you know, got, shined the balls and like gave them shoes, but like you don't. If he was a paid staff member, be on this website unless they just scrubbed him yesterday.
That could be it too. They could have been on that. Now, I'm just going to look at Bristol Byer here since she's the first one.
I clicked on Amber Lemke.
Yeah.
And she's got a longer bio than like many presidents. Like they really wrote up her life.
Wow. Well, let's hear it. What's she done? Do we need to know anything about her?
It's just like the 2016-17 season saw its second best win total. It just goes on and on. They document every year she was in charge.
They take it seriously. I believe my college, the Harvard of the West, Cal State Long Beach, we had a bowling team, but it was a club sport. It was something anybody could do. You know, it wasn't a real sport.
I wouldn't be shocked if Maryland had one. I just didn't know about it. Yeah. But there was a bowling alley on campus, and was a bowling course offered, and like really only seniors could get it. Yeah. And I was like working on a double major, so I didn't have the time to do that. No, My buddy did it.
Yeah,
and it turned him into like an amazing bowler. He's like, you get to 2 days a week, you get like 2 hours.
Yeah, you get pretty good
on the lanes, and they teach you like technique. Yeah. I wish I took it.
I'm looking here.
Lemke and her husband, Steve. They didn't scrub the bio. Lemke and her husband, Steve, welcomed their first son, Ryder, in the summer of 2015, and second son, Aiden, in the spring of 2017. So he's got a 7 year old, six and 8 year old at home.
Yeah. Bristol Byer, she doesn't fuck around. She's had a 280. Her average is 210, which seems pretty good. And she hasn't bowled a 300 game, but she's bowled a 280, which is pretty fucking good. How about Crystal?
They won the NCAA championship.
They did?
She's in 2018-19 and also in 2015-16. This is a powerhouse. This is major scandal.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. Well, they all really are exactly what you're picturing, these bowlers. Here's the guy in it. Oh, they have not scrubbed him. You guys got to get on top of this, Stephen F. Austin. Here's Steve Lemke right here. This has got to be, there's a commercial. Hold on. There's even a commercial on the fucking Stephen F. Austin website. Oh, and it's not a skip ad. Hold on. I want to hear this guy's voice. This is not a skip at. Well, I got to sit. There's 15 more seconds of this thing. Hold on.
He looks pretty jacked. Look at those traps.
His wife looks like a bowling coach. I'll just say that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, wait. Whoa. Okay. There's a picture here where he's instructing a girl who's looking at him with a nice.
There might be some sexual tension here. Let's look.
Earlier this morning, I was
Overall
thoughts on the match. It was a battle, and how to feel to get on to the next day.
Definitely a battle. If you were to ask me earlier this morning,
look,
if you were to make it on to
Crystal George is looking at him in a sexual way. Now, I'm not saying I'm not intimating that she's the one.
You don't know who the one is.
Yes.
Wait, is this the one I sent to you? Is this the girl looking at him longingly?
Crystal George? Does she have glasses?
I don't know. I just texted you.
Okay, hold on. Hasn't come through yet. No, I think that's a different one.
Look how she's looking at
him. Yeah, she is. Look.
Here they are with Trump, the national champion.
They got to go to the... Wait.
They brought the bowling team to the White House.
The bowling team gets to go to the White House?
They're champs.
Yeah. I'm thinking Crystal George is the one. Because this other one, Katie Hetty, look, she's a little rock and roll. She's got some tattoos and stuff, but she's not looking longingly at Steve Lemke, who's got a gut on him and some breasts. Like he likes a nice cold beer after a round or during. Yeah.
Wow. I say what you want about Trump, but at least he's recognizing all champions.
That's right.
Here.
Good for him. Yay, look.
Yeah, good for him.
It's no bullshit. Now, what I was looking to find out, and I would like to know, because it's no one's that I've clicked on a couple and looked. I need to know if there's any two-handers here, or because they probably don't take kindly to that shit down in Texas. They don't. You know. But also, they're the national champions.
Steve Lemke with Bob Huggins here.
Shut up. Wow, that's amazing.
Hey, listen.
I wonder if they shared a few. Yeah.
Brush with greatness.
Yeah, amazing. Oh,
wait a second. Yeah. Oh, here's one. Oh, yeah. He's got a bowling ball in his shirt.
Yeah, he does.
I didn't see that guy.
Yeah. Yes. Now, Kathleen Hetty, she's the one he's definitely not having sex with. I could see her. But I'm just looking, like, are there any two-handers here? No details. Is there another video? Well, look, this. Oh, jump to coaches. So it's just the two of them, right?
Look at the other picture I sent. He's really just enjoying time around the girls.
Yeah, he really is. This is why you can't trust a dude that's like, I love bowling, but my passion is really coaching the ladies. No, that's because you're a dirty dog. Oh yeah. That's the video I was just playing. That picture you just sent me.
Wow. Right.
Yeah. Well, Stephen F. Austin.
Just a look.
Look, and he's not wrong because I remember Animal House. The chick from Raiders of the Lost Ark. She was getting balls deep by Donald Sutherland, and he was a professor. And I'm like, wait, the professor can just hang out with no pants on and smoke weed with students and fuck them, and they can. Totally allowed.
I believe Sutherland made a terrible choice.
He did.
They were either offering him points or like 20 grand to be in the movie. He's like, I'll take the money.
Yeah, he took the money. People still watch it today. Sad story or something. Let's hope they work it out down there in Nacogdoches, Texas. That sounds like West Texas to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
Neymar's girlfriend, the famous soccer player, has three rules that allow him to cheat.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's forbidden. Yeah. Well, you tell me what you think the three rules are.
Okay. Well, I think I read. Oh, I know. I remember two of them. I know two of the three. One, he's got to wear a condom. Deal breaker. B, he can't kiss him on the mouth.
Correct.
Which is pretty good.
And
rule.
Third one,
I don't know.
Third one is... Yeah. It's safe, but it's also shaming a profession, the oldest profession.
Oh, he can't pay for it.
No call girls.
Now, that's interesting because that's something you should let him do because you're not going to fall in love. Look, We've all seen Pretty Woman. She was a hooker with a heart of gold, but this is not, that's not the way it works. Like, no one is falling in love with the sex worker. It just doesn't work like that. You should let him.
Right, it's very transactional.
Exactly.
The old Charlie Sheen quote, I don't pay for sex. I pay them so they'll leave.
That's right. Pay them to go away. Look, maybe Neymar's girlfriend is just, we don't know their relationship. Maybe she's just not into, you know, banging. And she's got a baby inside of her.
She's right. That picture with the baby inside of her, she's at least being realistic. Yes. Neymar is one of the most famous soccer players in the world.
That's right.
The sex is going to be there. So she can either have her head in the sand not give him some guidelines that, I mean, he's clearly not paying attention to all these rules, but at least they've gone on record.
What team is he on?
He's at PSG, I think, still.
Oh, that's in the French league. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like one of those leagues, like they win it every year. They're pretty much only playing for the Champions League because they spend, you know, 8 million times more than every other team.
Good for him. And he needs it, you know.
He's a global guy.
He's out there dumping loads. He's got a condom on. Good for him. Good for Neymar. Relationships take different forms, guys. People, you know, we can't judge Neymar and his lady. They got their way of doing it. You got yours. That's okay. No big deal.
I remember the old Playboy interview with Rob Reiner, and he's like, "Yeah, we in the 70s, my wife and I, we had like a open relationship," and he's like, "Yeah, that didn't work out. We were like, oh, it's totally cool. And then I realized that my wife wasn't cool with it at all. Yeah. And then I was not cool with it at all.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, feelings get in the way. There's a great show that was on Showtime. Fuck, I can't remember what it was called. But there was a good show about polyamory. The show was called Polyamory. And look, it looks it looks pretty disgusting. But, hey, that's their thing.
Yeah, that can be their thing.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to switch to somebody who was perfect. Antonio Brown. His arena football team is preparing a lawsuit after they say he reversed their final paycheck.
Yeah, he got tased. He got he was fine. And then, look, I'm not saying
he was on the cover of Madden. He was the guy.
I'm not saying he knew how to write checks before he got tased, but he did get tased, and now he's reversing checks, and he's swinging his dick around in Dubai, and he seems a little different ever since Vontaze got him. So who knows, you know? Also, they're still doing arena football, and he owns a team?
Yeah, and also, what kind of bullshit name is this? The Albany Empire?
No. Empire. That's a terrible name. Yeah, what? Like the Empire State. Empire State of Mind. No, hate it.
Yeah, when people talk about New York, they're not really talking about Albany.
No.
Like, that's all just, you know, Buffalo is its own thing. Yeah. Like, but really, when we're talking about New York, talking about New York City, not
Manhattan.
Empire.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I'll be honest. I knew somebody from Albany, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's out there by Rochester. And he's like, no, it's like right above New York City. And I'm like, what? I'm like, Albany? I just always pictured Albany being way the fuck out there, like where Buffalo is and shit, but it's not.
Right. But it's not right by New York City. Like it's far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody wants to go there.
No, fuck Albany. What else?
Carson Wentz, free agent Carson Wentz, posted a picture of a big dead bear and received some backlash. Yeah. He's people didn't like it. Posing with a big dead animal.
Yeah. I mean, people don't like that, you know, and that's probably why you do it. I don't know. Look, he's from North Dakota.
Yeah. Look, I'm not into hunting. Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah. But like, read the room. You have to know that, like, you send that to your hunting buddies.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people just don't want it. Even though I've said before, if I had to kill my own food, I'd be a vegetarian.
It's over.
I don't like seeing dead animals.
No. Oh, he's got him and his brothers are like outfitters. Wentz Bros Outdoors. This is like a business. Whoa, that's a grizzly. Is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm sure he ate it. I heard it's a black bear. I heard bear's delicious.
if his business is holding the ball too long and getting sacked, then business is booming.
Is he still on the Washington football team?
No, after 1 year, they're like, you know what? That's enough.
They let him go. Does he have a job?
He's a free agent.
Oh, okay. Good for him.
And finally, we talked about this last week, but ex-porn star Mariah Mills threatens to leak the alleged Zion Williamson sex tapes soon as trade rumors heat up. Her Twitter account has since been suspended.
Look, I don't want to go full Ed Daily here, but I'm not going to pretend like I'm not going to check it out when she posts these to the fucking worldwide web.
He's a big man.
He's a big dude. He's kind of fat, but then sometimes he's not kind of fat. And he leaps from the top of the key and does windmill dunks. And then sometimes the floor breaks beneath him. Like
it's crazy athleticism, but also like crazy fat sometimes.
Yeah, and huge penis.
And he keeps getting hurt.
I bet he's got a huge penis. And look, this
must have a very girthy penis.
I got to think so. And this Mariah Mills, look, she's pretty busted. And like this is what you're going to be making tapes. Like this is bad judgment. Like this guy cannot be the leader of your team. Sorry, because he doesn't play very much, but he's making bad decisions with Mariah Mills. I'm not saying you can't go out there and beat up a, you know, a little bit of a seedier, if you got whatever your tastes are, it's fine, Zion. But you can't, you don't make evidence of it. You don't let her have the evidence. She's a goddamn sex worker. That's bad judgment. I heard they're going to trade him.
Well, there's always talk of like he wanted to be drafted by the Knicks, but then they
came
third in third in the lottery.
Yep.
But like as a Knicks fan, like, do you want a guy that is going to miss half the season because he just ate too many cheeseburgers?
No. You know,
he is talented when he's on the court, but like he's. Yeah. If you
it's pretty athletic,
just as any man in their 40s, that's like right. us, if you can't keep your weight under control when you're 22, 21, whatever he is, he's very young. He only played 1 year in college.
That's right.
Like he's fucked. He's going to be John Hot Plate Williams by 28.
Oliver Miller. Now that you must be conflicted because what if he came to the Knicks? And then he never played and he was just fat and and his contract was a big albatross, but he also went to Duke.
Oh, well, they already have one of his teammates, RJ Barrett, who I've learned to enjoy.
Oh, wow. So you can be accepting of Dukies if they benefit
well
you
for my team.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. That's fair.
But Knicks have already had fat Eddie Curry. They've had fat guys, Jerome James. They've had guys who ate themselves out of the league on the Knicks.
That's right. That's true. Okay. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits.
Haven't heard from old Manuel late quite a while. Maybe this will be the week.
In a different shift.
That's right. He's working nights now. Haven't heard from him.
Podcasts don't download in the middle of the night.
That's true. Voicemails.
Hey, ballers. Katie Shady here. So there are
Tons of
Colvies in Cincinnati, but Motor Pub is not really a place where ex-baseball players go to drink, so I doubt that Kent Colvie has ever been there. Mm. Also, Miller High Life is fucking disgusting.
Whoa.
I will die on this hill. It's gross. It gives you stomach cramps.
What?
And makes bad things happen in the bathroom.
What?
Oh, and it's terrible. It's not good. If somebody hands me a super cold can or bottle of Miller High Life, I'm going to give it away.
No,
or I'm just going to like leave it there and act like it never happened.
Wow.
I've never had Miller Genuine Draft. I'm sure it's totally disgusting, too. But Miller Genuine Draft or Miller High Life, it's gross.
No.
Like, I can't even understand.
She's wrong.
Why there is this, like, huge.
I'll be honest.
Pete, is this their pub, Motor Pub, 1345 Main Street, Cincinnati, Ohio?
Probably. I don't imagine there's a second Motor Pub.
Good looking websites, cool looking place.
Yeah, I got a T-shirt.
I have a feeling Kent DeCulvey has been there.
He's definitely been there. Yeah, he probably, because you know they got bands every night, so he's probably real into like garage music or. He played in Pittsburgh a lot, so maybe some punk band came through from Pittsburgh, and he's like, "Oh, I got to go represent out there." Now,
Friday special, $5 bullet. Come on,
oh yeah,
bullet and Tito's $5.
Oh, that's Jesus. Wow. Oh, I'm in.
Whoa, I'm in. I might have to. It's probably cheaper for me to fly to Cincinnati and drink there.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
To drink here.
Oh yeah. I'll be honest. Katie Shady, as many know, is a personal friend of mine. I've spent much time with Katie Shady. I can't remember. I mean, she's definitely a drinker. That I can attest to. But I think in my time with Katie Shady, she's primarily a wine and bourbon connoisseur.
And she's gonna shame a good beer.
That's right. That's right. What I'm saying is. I don't know that we can trust her judgment on beer. Clearly, she's got a bad opinion on Miller High Life. I don't know that I've ever seen her drink a beer. She may drink beer. She definitely drinks, I'll tell you that much.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I wish I had a Motor T-shirt, but also, look at this.
Yeah.
Motor Muncher with Tots. Bacon, scrambled eggs, cheddar, romaine, tomato, and chipotle mayo, and an everything bagel served with tots.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, I could kill that thing.
That's some good hangover food right there.
That does seem like delicious hangover food.
Yeah, we're sending a lot of people to Motor Pub tonight.
Movement to stand for Miller High Life. It's yucky.
No, it's not.
Also, Brian, the coffee aisle in the supermarket smells like coffee because there's a coffee grinder there. That's the only reason.
How dare you.
It's not like coffee is wafting out of the vacuum sealed pack
Oh my God.
People who don't have coffee grinders at home use that giant grinding thing and they grind their own coffee. That's why it smells like that. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon.
Look, my close friend Katie Shady's coming for me this week, clearly.
She's a bit of a gadfly this week.
Yeah, she is.
She's just an agitator.
And not only is she an agitator, not only is she coming through here specifically to disagree with me, but also in doing so, she's just taken the side. She's recalling an argument that I had last week with an unnamed person about how the whole car smelled like coffee after I bought a bag of coffee beans at Costco. And this person, the worst person that's ever lived. This is Adolf Hitler's like, oh, Brian, I'm sorry you had to deal with that. Pol Pot is like, Brian, you had your own killing fields. This person, you're taking the side of this person. And I will say this, the coffee aisle at Costco smells like coffee. There is no grinder on the coffee aisle of Costco. You can smell through the bag. I'll die on that hill. I love you, Katie. Here's one more.
Dudes. They're called Fry Guys.
That's right.
The little alien thing in McDonald's land. Fry Guys.
I think I said that.
Yeah. Well, you said they had something to do with fries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You were close. The Fry Guys. Look, it was a long time ago. Here's another one.
Hey, Brian and Ed. It's Jeff in Denver.
I have a question.
Since apparently this is now the mascot show of record.
It is. Absolutely.
Four straight weeks of mascot talk. Apparently, the Denver Nuggets mascot makes $400K a year.
Holy shit.
That can't be from just mascotting, right? That dude's got to have, like, some side gig. Maybe
Dolomite. He's probably, like, the pirate mascot selling cocaine.
He's also in Denver here. Anyway, take care, guys. Appreciate it.
400 grand. There's only 41 games, Ed. They only play 41 home games.
So he's getting playoffs. 10 grand a game, essentially?
Oh, Ragnar's got to be pissed.
That guy was just fighting for like 30 grand.
Yeah, yeah. This 400.
Still staring at that phone.
Now, I know they're gymnasts in those suits, right? They're little gym guys.
They are.
And we talked. But
this guy was pretty pathetic because he couldn't keep keep consciousness up there.
It's a mile high plus like four stories. He was a mile plus four stories high. That's just pretty high.
Lifeless.
Yes.
Lifeless. Lowering him to the ground.
He almost got Owen hearted. But I'm told, so we talked about this, and I said the original one of these guys, the gymnast type mascot, was the Phoenix Gorilla. And then I said, I hadn't seen the Phoenix Gorilla in a while. I'm told the Phoenix Gorilla is still working. He's out there. But my favorite mascot, of course, the San Diego Chicken, Ted Gianulis, he didn't do acrobatics. He wasn't walking the high wire. He would just do the thing where he dumped the confetti on your head and stuff and act silly.
Yeah, the gorilla was – he probably was the pioneer in that trampoline dunking.
Yes, he was going from the free throw line.
Yeah. That was like late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. And then I think when the Hornets became an expansion team, I remember the Hornet guy being a trampoline dunker.
Him, I believe there's also a Minnesota Timberwolf that leaps over shit. So I get that these guys have skill.
They're a real franchise. They don't have a mascot.
No, of course not.
No, I'm kidding. They're not a real franchise. They're owned by James Dolan, piece of shit.
The Lakers, they for a while had Dancing Barry, but Dancing Barry was not employed by the team.
That was just a coked out guy in LeMay, right? LeMay,
yeah. He'd bounce up and down the aisles of the Fabulous Forum, Great Western Forum, in his LeMay jacket. Let's just Google right now, because maybe there's info on this. Mascot salaries. Here we go. Mascot salary list. It's going to piss me off. Okay. Whoa. Okay. See, this is saying.
This is 60 grand.
60 grand. Which one makes more money? See, this is somebody might have fed or hold on. Maybe the Rocky. Is that what he's called? The Nuggets Rocky guy.
Denver.
Yeah, maybe he's doing personal appearances. Maybe he like goes to high schools and says, don't do fentanyl.
This is on Colorado's Fox 31. And by the way, how come in other markets it's 31?
31.
For me, all the channels like before cable was between 2 and 13 was PBS.
That's right. Yeah.
And 2 started it.
Yeah.
But and everything was in between. There was no 30s on my old shitty TV.
Yeah, the black and white, because I was always grounded. I used to have to watch the Dodger game on a black and white TV in my room.
There was only 13,
unless you were going UHF, obviously, which is where PBS was. Now,
anyway, the website of this Fox in Denver, like a real website, they're saying Rocky's making $625,000.
I'm seeing that, too. I'm on a different site.
It says Harry the Hawk. Yeah. Who even knew the Hawks had a mascot? Yeah. $600,000.
No.
Benny the Bull. I remember him from the Jordan days. $400,000.
Yeah. Hold on. The Phoenix Gorilla has a name, and it's Go?
Go?
He's the originator? He makes a third of what Rocky makes?
He makes 200, and Hugo the Hornet, who did the dunks, 100.
I mean, 100 grand's pretty good for 40 nights a year.
Yeah. They probably make him work the WNBA games, too.
Oh, fuck. Now, they got to have their own. Oh, but it's probably the same guy.
Yes.
Wow. Whoa. Top mascot salaries dwarf WNBA paychecks. To put things in perspective, the top three earners among NBA mascots all have a salary way higher than top WNBA players. Jewel Lloyd, Brianna Stewart, and Diana Taurasi, who may all make about 230 grand a year. Nice paycheck. Nobody's buying a ticket to see them either.
Man.
Yeah.
I could really go for some loaded tater tots from Motor Pub. Yeah,
that sounds pretty good. I'm going to have to go. It's getting hot out there.
I got to shut down that website. Just longingly looking at it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Despite how what the owner's wife has.
I'm going to show up and demand the High Life.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know they got it. It's fucking Cincinnati, Ohio. Of course they got High Life. Okay, here's another one.
Hey guys, sorry I'm calling back.
Oh, it's but Jeff again.
Seems to be the thing, and I'm sure it annoys the shit out of Brian.
No, so it doesn't.
That's perfect. No. Anyways, I just wanted to sing the praises of Brad in New York.
It's now Brad in Florida, by the way. Brad in New York is now Brad in Florida.
Fucking Ed Tell Us Who's Dead song. It just
It's amazing. Tell us who's dead now.
It's amazing.
There's been some great songs in the show.
It's true. Most of, well,
my personal favorite is the Scoop It Up song.
That's
like
a great song.
Lala.
That's awesome. That's also awesome. Yeah, that, Brad in Florida.
I find myself just singing that this is the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
For some reason, yep. Every time I hear that, you know, I know it's a parody of that song, but
it's great.
I find myself singing "This Is the Night" now.
Me too.
Every time I hear that, "Tell Us Who's Dead." Anyway, sorry to call twice.
Yes, no,
no.
Very
don't
sad.
Apologize.
Yes.
Michelle was talking about something. She goes something like, "Oh, that's very sad," and I just go, "Very sad.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know. I do it too.
I
can't help but do it either." Okay, thank you, Jeff in Denver. He's one of our all stars. Here's another one.
Hey, ballers, what's up, Brian?
Oh, Dave,
Ed, Baller Lifestyle Nation.
Are we gonna get some clarification on how he feels about Miller High Life? Because he was staunchly anti High Life, and now I'm told
he was pro.
David Bray is now pro High Life. So. You know, it's confusing.
We're also pro gate agents.
Much harder job than the flight attendants.
People from Boston.
That's right. They're the worst.
Biting the bullet for y'all. I just pulled out. I'm pulling to the side in the parking spot now.
You took my pull-out lessons.
Took a half hour, and I don't know how many people come here to my local.
Half hour at McDonald's.
Oh, no. You had to wait for, I'm assuming he's going for the grimace shake.
I assume so. You know, I drove down to San Diego a few weeks ago to go to a concert with my chick, and she just gotten off, I picked her up from work, and I'm like, let's go. And then on the way down, she's like, hey, stop at a McDonald's so I can get some food. And I go, okay. And so I pulled into a McDonald's, and they did that thing where I ordered, and then they're like, yeah, go park.
What?
And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, just go park and we'll bring you the food. And I'm like, I'm at the window. The shit is made. Put it in a bag. Apparently not. So this is what David's got to deal with, I think.
Harriman, Utah, McDonald's. There's always a line. But anyway, they have the Grimace Shake. I got it. I haven't had a McDonald's shake, so I got a vanilla one too, because that was always my favorite.
Oh, two shakes.
But I got
shakes.
A small one. I asked the kid, he goes, this is quote unquote, it's supposed to be blueberry. But we're getting a lot of mixed reviews. That's what he said, and I started laughing. So I'm going to try it right now.
Is David Bray near the airport? Because it sounds like a jet is going overhead.
Well, that's where he
just left
work. So
yeah, makes sense.
Fair.
Yeah.
Second right here. Straw in there.
Oh, disgusting sound.
It's blueberry, guys.
Blueberry.
It's blueberry. Okay. That's the best. Yeah,
okay.
It's blueberry. It's not good.
Oh,
it's a McDonald's shake. It's blueberry. That's what it is.
Okay,
and,
fair.
Probably gonna give it to one of the kids.
Well, you just
probably at my house right now.
You got kids at your house?
But I'm gonna go back to them. It's blueberry. It's not good. It's average at best.
Okay.
And also, Grimace. Super Lee is right. Grimace is a butt plug.
Jeez, guys.
Grimace on the face made me laugh because that's exactly what it looks like. So. And also what Ed said, grape soda, but even better.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It's like in The Wire. A lot of the guys drank, the corner kids drank strawberry soda. Yep. Very, very good.
Did some lake trout and a strawberry soda?
Also, I had some Bud Light. Had a couple Bud Lights.
Disgusting.
My girlfriend's niece was over, or her husband. So, but Bud Light is just disgusting.
It's the worst beer made. It's
so
the worst
gross.
Beer made.
It's so nasty.
Yep.
You know,
it's
been
sweet
so
flavor.
Long since I've had beer, but it was fucking nasty, guys. I would much rather drink a Miller High Life.
That's right.
All right, guys, take care. Hope you enjoyed the review. That's the best I can offer is the average at best.
Okay, fair.
Thanks for the review.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I believe we put out there last week, hey, somebody go try this shake, the Grimace Shake. And the Grimace Shake has been everywhere, by the way. I'm inundated with Grimace.
It confirms what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, no.
Bad.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Hey guys, Super Lee.
Super Lee.
You know, normally I'm a fan of baller foods like amazing gummy bears, salted nut rolls, and the such.
I like Super Lee because he likes to give himself credit for stuff that he's done, which
he
I respect.
It for those gummy bears. So holy shit, they were good.
They were so good.
For you guys, I was willing to take a step down, slum it, to enjoy a Grimace meal.
Oh!
So I went to McDonald's with my daughter.
Uh-huh.
She was excited to have a meal action. and I bought the Grimace meal. Now, I couldn't decide if I go chicken nuggets or Big Mac, so I went with both.
Both, yeah.
I got that purple shake, which kind of looks like Grimace upside down, so maybe that's what Grimace is?
Yeah,
maybe it's a purple shake?
Yeah.
But I had that. Let me tell you, here's my review. Big Mac, delicious.
It's a good sandwich.
It did not treat me so well afterwards.
Nope,
but,
never does.
No, never does. Very good.
Yeah, yep.
The McNuggets. You know, I've had better chicken nuggets. Basically, they're boneless ones.
I'm with you. You do kind of like get like the chicken nugget might be the most disappointing thing that exists, because you're kind of like, you're like, oh, it's like a little piece of fried chicken and I'm going to dip it in some sweet and sour sauce. And then you do that and you're like, well, this fucking sucks. I don't want another one of those. That was horrible. Yeah. But I've been known to do it. I'll get a six piece on the side.
If it's not like hot, like if it's gonna be hot. When it gets tepid.
Disgusting.
It's really bad.
Disgusting. There's a local Mexican themed fast food chain here in Southern California. Del Taco.
I've heard of it.
Del Taco is fantastic if you consume it within 5 minutes of opening the bag. If it's in the sixth minute, you're like, oh, that wasn't so good. If for some reason you got to take a phone call and it's 11 minutes since you received the food, just throw it away and go back to Del Taco and get some fresh food. Del Taco, by the way, that's the chicken soft taco that rolled in between the seat of my car and it's probably still there about 8 months ago. Same.
We all know that's what just kind of, I'd rather my bones than my wings. Bone in guy.
Of course.
And I also had a McChicken on the side too, and which was actually pretty damn good.
Well, hold on. Lee. We know you're a big dude, but I'm supposed to believe that you just had a Big Mac, a 10-piece McNugs, a McChicken.
What is McChicken? Just a chicken sandwich?
It's a chicken sandwich.
Okay.
A McChicken, and I'm assuming there's some fries involved. It's McDonald's. You're getting fries. And a Grimace shake. That's like a week's worth of calories, buddy. You're going to have to be walking. Super Lee alerted me that he got the weighted vest, and he's walking in the weighted vest like I do. So you're going to have to put in some more miles, buddy.
How much do you have to walk? Like what?
Yeah.
What kind of calories does walking with the weighted vest burn? Do you have to walk for hour and a half?
Hour. I think like an hour is like around 400 calories or so. You don't realize you're really working because you're carrying all that extra weight. Look, I'm carrying extra weight without the vest, but it's, it's some good zone one cardio, really, gets you going.
Cool.
The purple shake, it is a berry flavor.
Yeah, berry.
So, that might've been the most redeeming factor of the whole meal. That and the fries, I guess. And, of course, being the non-monster, I'm a dick. My fries in the shake at times to get both the salty and sweet combination that
makes things a
lot more powerful.
Yeah, he's a dipper.
Anyways, that's it. Much love from me to you guys. Prayers up for my man Dola. Hope you're all doing well.
Yep.
Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Keep it baller.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Wait, thank you.
He was saying he was dipping. He was dipping the fries in the shake. I've seen this. I'm familiar.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah. It's not my thing.
At least in that high sodium meal, he was able to get some fruit intake with the blueberry shake.
Hitting all that. You got the micronutrients going. Good for him. Here's another one.
Ballers. Hey, it's Ben
906.
Hey,
Ben.
So all this talk about the purple shake thing,
yes?
Whatever, wow. Grimace's shake from McDonald's. It reminded me when I was a kid growing up in the UP, there was a small town, But the small town called Hermansville, and in it, there was a restaurant called the Purple Cow. Oh. And so one year, my dad takes me there, and he's like, hey, you have to try this thing. It's called the Purple Cow, and it's a vanilla ice cream shake with grape juice, not grape soda, grape juice. And then they make it into a shake.
Yeah.
Well, for whatever reason, the day that we went there, the opportunity to buy a Purple Cow just didn't do it. I didn't buy it, whatever. I wanted to rip your float. Don't know what the reason.
Okay.
Well, ever since then, I always thought that was just a fake, made-up thing that no one ever did except for this small town in the middle of nowhere in the UP. And I was in graduate school in Arkansas, and I went to a restaurant called the Purple Cow. And lo and behold, the
it's a chain
there too.
Yeah.
Grape juice and vanilla ice cream. And it, yes, it is as gross as it
okay.
Sounds.
All right.
So just pass on it. Don't try it.
Oh.
No one has to try it.
Interesting.
I'm sure Lee probably did the Lord's work.
He did.
And went and had one, but you really don't have to have it at all.
That's an interesting take. As look, this is like when Bubbles on the Wire, when he started going to AA meetings and Steve Earle was there. I can't remember.
Oh, with that weird tuft of hair.
Yeah, I can't remember what his character was called. But Steve Earle was there, and he was Bubbles' sponsor. And he was right. Like, he's an ex-heroin addict. And he's like, and he'd be like, hey, none of this shit matters.
Put in the work.
Yeah, just keep coming back. You got to do service. And that's what Ben, who's been down the road of the Purple Cow, he knows. And he's telling these people, hey, you don't need to try this Grimace Shake. It sucks. Trust me, it sucks. I am reminded of something, though. Remember, and I don't think we discussed it here. That's why I bring it up. Remember we reviewed, and if you haven't checked it out, go back and check it out. I think it was around 6 episodes ago. We reviewed the Sylvester Stallone vehicle, Cobra, Marion Cobretti.
Oh, man.
And we had our dear friend Zach Xavier on as a guest. And he mentioned on that show, and I don't know if this was behind the paywall or not, he mentioned on that show the idea that you can flavor your ice cream with a fruit roll-up.
Oh, that's right.
And
did you try it?
I didn't try it, but I'm just reminded that I'm going to. And I'm like, and he's like, I hear it's good. People are saying it's good. And I'm like, this sounds weird. But then not long after that, and forgive me because I don't remember who sent it to me, but it was a couple people. Somebody sent me like a reel or a TikTok or something where some guy was explaining that fruit roll-ups were actually originally designed as an ice cream topping. And then he took the fruit roll-up and he put a little vanilla ice cream in it. And you know what happens, Ed? It turns brittle. It turns crunchy.
Really?
Yeah. It immediately, the cold ice cream within like half a second turns the entire fruit roll up crunchy. And then this guy took a bite of it. And you know what? Looked kind of good.
I could see that being good. I was afraid because at one point in our childhood, yep, we've all made the mistake of saying, oh, I like gummy bears. Let's try that. And it becomes the hardest thing in the world.
Yes.
And it's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, oh, maybe those flavors can go together. I didn't picture the fruit roll up getting crunchy. And it was just a regular ass fruit roll up. That he made like a little taco and he put the ice cream in it and kind of wrapped it up and it immediately turned to like a hard shell. It's like an ice cream shell. Almost, I don't know about you, but I like a dip cone. If I'm going to a county fair, something along those lines,
yeah.
I go over and I get a vanilla dip cone with that hard shell on the outside. And I'll just nibble on that. That's my treat. I enjoy that. And so I feel like I will like the ice cream with the crunchy fruit roll up on top. Maybe I'll do that this weekend if I don't forget.
You know, all this talk of grape, I think this weekend I'm going to have grape soda.
Oh, man. You know what? You really got me thinking about it, too, because it is good.
I've been thinking a lot about it for the last week.
Yeah, it is good.
There's a good hot dog place not too far from here, Hiram's. Man.
Yeah.
And I know they have cans of grape soda there. Get a nice, it's like a fried dog.
Yeah.
Get a nice crispy.
Yes.
Ripper.
Mm-hmm.
Have a dog and a grape soda. Sounds like a plan.
Oh, man, that sounds good. That sounds real good. That's a perfect combination. Very summery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's another one.
Hey, Brian, Ed, this is Angelo. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Angelo. Boxing course.
Hey, I've been noticing a lot of people giving David and Salt Lake credit for coming around on his Miller High Life choices, and then we'd prefer an NGD and then switch back. No, I meant this.
Yeah.
You know, you guys gave him credit. He got credit from emailers saying that he saw the error of his ways, but I think it's just good old-fashioned bullying, something that we did in the 90s.
Good. Yeah.
Really well. because there's nothing worse than getting bullied in high school, especially in the 90s. You know, you're at a party, you're at a kickback.
Yeah.
There's a couple drinks in the refrigerator, a couple wine coolers, yep. Fuzzy navel, and maybe a Mickey's Big Mouth or some really shitty malt liquor in there. And the fear that we were going to get bullied, and I don't want to be Ron DeSantis and change history. Look, we didn't use the most politically correct words. We knew that we were probably going to be called a fag if we grabbed
true.
That wine cooler. And that scared the shit out of us so much that we were going to go ahead and shut down that malt liquor knowing that it tasted like shit.
Yeah.
It was wrong, but it was effective, and good on Baller Nation for bullying David in Salt Lake to come around on the High Life choice, which is the only correct one, because MGD is dog shit. Hey, you guys ever seen those girly magazines, and they're like, who wore it the best?
Oh, yeah.
There's the best. There's a male version of that I wanted to ask you guys about. Who rocked it the best? Yeah. These three guys who were obviously separated at birth with their mustache in the late 70s and early 80s. I want to know who rocked their mustache.
Oh, yeah, he did. Okay, I got to look.
Between... He did.
That's right. I saw a DM earlier, and there was a picture. So hold on.
It's a pretty good threesome right there. Soup strainers.
Oh man. Okay. Well, there's one that's immediately ruled out. But hold on, I'll let him finish.
John Oates and Davy Lopes, three classic '70s porn stashers. Who rocked the best, fellas? Guys, keep up the good work. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks, Angelo. Love you, buddy.
Good call.
So he's the best porn stash. John Oates, of course, from Hall & Oates, Blue Eyed Soul. The then former Dodgers second baseman, Davy Lopes, not Lopez, Davy Lopes.
Yeah, why Lopes?
I don't know. Some guys just go with Lopes.
That's like Los Feliz.
Yeah.
It's just bullshit. It's mispronounced.
There's a lot of that here in California where it's just like San Pedro or San Clemente.
Right.
It's everything's been anglicized, and that's just the name of it now. Los Banos, Northern California, Davy Lopes. Now, the third guy here is former UCLA Bruin golfer, Corey Pavin. Corey Pavin, he's got a nice stash, but he's got to be ruled out because he looks like a rat. He's not a handsome man.
No, he's not.
No, he's not a handsome man. These other two guys, good looking dudes. And it's a one.
It's pretty obvious who I'm going to pick.
You're going to pick John Oates.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm a big Hall & Oates fan.
I like him too. You're not wrong. I mean, he fucking looks great. And plus he's got the Jerry curl to go with it.
Yeah. Mullet.
Yeah.
Jerry curl. He really worked the whole thing.
And especially in this picture, he's got like a muscle shirt on. He's showing a little bicep, and you got to like John Oates, 'cause the dude's maybe 5'3".
5'1".
Yeah. He's a little dude. And then and there's Daryl Hall. He's probably like 6'4". So it's like a real dichotomy. Yeah, and one's blonde.
It looks like the father son game, like the size difference.
Yeah.
They don't look alike, but like it's like he's bringing his little nephew along for the ride.
It's true. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it looks like you could bounce him on his knee. I mean, I could go either. Davy Lopes' stash is fantastic. Also, I would say Davy Lopes, that's all he's got is a stash. John Oates has a beautiful hair to go along with the stash, so that either puts him over the top, or he gets dinged for that because he's got the beautiful hair to accentuate the beautiful stash. Either way, I guess I got to pick one. I'll go John Oates as well. John Oates.
And I do like in that picture the guys who had the nacho helmets. Davy Lopes has the nacho helmet.
Yeah, yeah. There's no ear flaps. Because you want to look like a tough guy, you know, or you could go the other way. Willie McGee, double ear flaps.
Willie McGee looked like he was in pain at all times.
He did. He did. He had a tough.
Good hitter.
Yeah, real good hitter. He had a tough go of it. Okay. Thank you for that, Angela. One final voicemail, as far as I know. Here we go.
Hey, ballers.
Stu.
I did something on Sunday that I don't do a lot of, and I was going to think about what I had done before I called you.
You've been fucking.
Here I am calling you without thinking about what I've done. So here's what it is. It's something I've done now 101 times, No, no, it's not that thing.
Yeah.
It's I watched another movie.
Oh, Shooter?
The Clint Eastwood movie, because, you know, I'm old and, you know, I get Clint Eastwood.
You made some good movies.
Mountain on J.D. Wales. All the Dirty Harry's. Great movie. Any Which Way You Can, Every Which Way But Loose. The Gauntlet. Some bullshit he did in the 80s. I don't even remember. And then later on in life, he's doing these movies. You know, and apparently they're pretty good. He produces and directs
Ed,
them.
Ed had the same shirt as one of the Hmong people in Gran Torino. Yeah. Ed wore the shirt of the guy to the movie. People were probably like, this guy's a huge fan.
This guy's got a super fan.
Got the same shirt as the kid.
That made me feel very bad.
That's awesome.
Done that shit for a long time. But I watched The Mule.
Oh, my God. So you've seen this, Ed.
The gratuitous sex scene. Yeah. Nobody needs Clint Eastwood having
Didn't he have multiple threesomes in the movie? The guy's like 89 years old.
I believe so.
Disgusting.
He's like, yeah, we're going to have to reshoot this one.
Yeah, jeez. We know you still fuck, Clint. You don't got to tell us.
And for those of you who don't know, he's an old guy who drives and delivers drugs.
Yep.
But there's a couple things that just don't make sense. First of all, like, he's in his 80s in the movie or some shit, right? He's an old guy.
Yeah.
But he's getting paid envelopes of $100 bills, and he's not putting together.
Oh, he doesn't know he's a mule?
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay.
Like, what do you think you're fucking hauling? Oh. You know? Hostess O's? I mean, that's not even plausible.
Yeah.
But I digress. In classical Clint Eastwood fare, you know, there's some ethnic jokes.
Yeah.
There's a couple bar scenes. He has beers. He cracks one-liners and imparts some kind of uncular wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like,
he is.
Pretty good movie.
Been around a long time.
You know, it's a nice story. There's not a lot of bang, pow, whiz, boom, bullshit going on, or special effects. It's pretty linear. Good movie. The last, I don't know, probably 15 minutes or so suck, basically, in my opinion.
Of course.
It's like, oh, shit, the end is coming. We don't know how to make it. So they just wrapped it all up and went boom, and then the fucking thing was over. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I give it a B because it's a Clint Eastwood movie. I'm leaning to B minus.
Yeah.
B minus, you know. Is that a big distinction? I don't know. But
I would say watching that movie.
Yeah.
Watching that movie, I remember, like, I don't remember the details in the movie except for the threesomes. Like, to me, when I finished that movie, I was like, I think we're good here, Clint. Like, I think that's it.
Yeah.
We don't need more.
He's 90 years old.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, his legacy is pretty good. I happen to like.
Great legacy. I'm not saying it, but I'm just saying this movie, it's enough.
Look, I haven't seen it. I know he fucks in it, though.
Or this other one about macho, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to check in with the ballers and let you know that yet again. Oh, this will be one of the 101 movies I've watched. I won't watch it 25 times or more. It's just not that fucking good. So maybe it's C minus. Maybe that's it. Anyway, love your balls. Later.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that, Stu. I like his movie reviews because he hasn't seen very many movie reviews.
Right.
Oh, I did. I ended up watching the Arnold documentary. And it was fantastic. Although I would say the discussion of Joseph, his son, was he's like, you know, he's like, everybody's reminded of my mistake and the bad decisions I made. And I'm like, buddy, I'm like, that's a guy now. That's a person. You're talking about a dude right now. That's you're related to.
He says that like he's like, but me being a bad husband doesn't mean I have to be a bad father or whatever. He did talk about like him as a person.
I do like that they were at therapy. They were like at couples counseling, and the therapist is like, so Arnold, Maria has something to ask you, and she's like, is Joseph your son?
Whoa.
I mean, it looks just like him.
Yeah, he does.
Pretty good, but it's great. I mean, the guy's life is just incredible. He's a singular force of nature.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, one quick email. I just got caught up on the latest episode. Totally bad girl moves by your daughter stealing your whole bag of gummy bears. I agree. Not apologetic for it, by the way. The proper move is to put a handful or two in a Ziploc and not take the whole bag. Yeah, she's incapable. Anyway, on to my take. How many rich dudes would still be with us if they just did normal things? If Kobe wakes up early to drive his daughter to the game, still alive. Roy Halladay flies commercial instead of a private jet, still alive. Stevie Ray Vaughan takes the tour bus instead of a helicopter, still alive. Titanic submarine dorks. Google's Titanic wreck pics, still alive. It's only a matter of time before Elon Musk climbs into one of those penis rockets and blows himself up. Same with Richard Branson, only his rockets don't look like dicks. Some other parents and I were talking about that over the weekend at my son's baseball games. Your chance of death increases at least 10 times when you do something weird, like climb into an experimental race car. James Dean and Paul Walker. That's from our friend Matthew Richards. I mean, you can't really argue there. It is... No one seems to feel too sad about the Titanic dudes, except for the son who clearly didn't want to go there and got bullied by his dad.
Yeah, his dad shamed the 19-year-old.
Yeah, that's pretty going. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. Okay, let's talk some non-sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports. Non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. 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 I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports. Non-sports. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what is going on in the world of non-sports?
So a man robbed a woman at her home, then added her on Facebook and asked her out.
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
We're not smaller, broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Me, talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.